I read about Conscious Clubbing Nights in London. Uh-huh. They're showcasing ADFET students.
Yeah.
How have those been going, and who are the up-and-coming generation of ADF people? Or ADFET people, okay. I mean.
Conscious Clubbing is actually something that's organized by someone called PBP, Purple Banana Productions, just with a view to harness the kind of energy, the enthusiasm you get at these nights, and to, with that, provide information, have stalls there, have visuals that are related to campaigns and issues, and it kicked off with the benefit for Sat Pal Ram back in November of last year, and there was a capacity crowd there of 1,100 people, and by no means exclusively ADF fans. I would say ADF fans might have constituted a third of the people there. So it was attracting a lot of, you know, interested parties. And, yeah, we showcased people like Invasion, DJ Activator, and then in subsequent ones there's been people like Fazana, who's a young Asian guitarist and programmer who's going under the name of Antifan. And there's various people have been coming out, and Kat Elisa herself performed at some of these. And it's just, unfortunately, these kind of events don't happen that often. Mm-hmm. There's not enough people taking this kind of initiative.
Mm-hmm, definitely. It's phenomenal, though, that...
We get so many people asking us to do benefits or engage in these kind of activities, and we're not in a position to do so. Mm-hmm. And we wish, on the one hand, that people would check out what is going on in their locality in terms of music and try and harness the local energy and musicians. And also, some of these organizations are the same people who ignored us over the last few years. And I just think, you know, you're very short-sighted people. And there's, we've been to so many benefits that were so poorly organized, almost set up to fail. The main thing that struck us is that they weren't set up to try and reach beyond your normal activist community or your typical anti-racist community. And we just thought, well, what is the point of that? You're only going to reach people who know about these things already. Mm-hmm. The point is to try and reach out to people who aren't into these ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, and then music is the perfect medium. You know, a lot of people who start listening to ADF aren't necessarily thinking about some of the things that we talk about, and may not do so for three gigs, but they're coming back because of the music. Definitely. But they soon realize that what we're saying is cannot be divorced from the music. You know, the things that we are saying are actually... those are the things that fuel the music, that they are inseparable, and they start to, you know, they check out the website, they check out the lyrics, and they start to change their attitudes, you know.
So
there is absolutely no point in, to use that phrase again, to preach to the converted.
Definitely, I agree. let's focus on Sat Pal Ram. The song Free Sat Pal Ram has been really instrumental in drawing worldwide attention to the campaign to free Sat Pal Ram. And how did ADF first get involved with Sat Pal Ram and with the case?
The campaign in Birmingham simply asked us. I think their original aim was to try and produce an album and to get many bands on board. But straight away, we asked for information regarding his situation, and we literally sat down, all of us, around a piece of paper and thrashed out the lyrics. And we always have music knocking about, and we had one that was particularly appropriate in its vibe for what we wanted to say. Mm-hmm. And then it went from there, really. But basically, the original brief, as you say, was to draw attention to his situation. A lot of people mistakenly think that a pop song or a piece of music is to get, you know, inverted in parentheses, to get someone out of jail. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. The people who are going to get the person out of jail are his or her legal team, and also a sustained campaign. All right? Our job is to draw attention to those people, perhaps to also raise funds, but the main thing is to draw attention to people in general, and also to the media, who had for so long been ignoring his situation. And what we say is it's a pretty poor situation that a campaign has to turn to a band, you know, to try and get you know, get someone to spread information about what's going on. Because the media has refused to do anything, you know, take the situation on board. Because at the end of the day, the media is looking for what they deem to be a good story.
Exactly.
And that's their motivation. Admittedly, that's the basis on which we may have got a lot of attention for Sat Pal. But at the end of the day, you've got to use whatever help you can get. Mm-hmm. And I think our involvement has helped to increase his profile, just getting him, I think almost getting him in, you know, the idea is to try and make his name almost a household name. Mm-hmm. And have people saying, who is Sat Pal Ram? Just mm-hmm. your everyday people, because all the anti-racists know about him already. And the idea is to get the information out to the ordinary people of Britain and beyond. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been happening. Sat Pal had the opportunity for the first time in his life to speak on his own behalf. And he did that in the Observer Sunday national newspaper over here, which I would say tens of thousands of people, if not more, read. And other people have written articles about him. And all of that is really, getting all of that is important. The grassroots campaign is important. And the work that's being done by Gareth Pearce, his lawyer, is important. And all of these work should be complementary to each other.
I know, like, on June the 1st, he was just put into segregation again for some yet another stupid reason, but what does this next year look like for Sat Pal?
Well, things are a heck of a lot better than when we came on board 3 years ago. They're better than we could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean, by any means, that the struggle is over. The first step is to try and get decategorization, because he's been categorized as someone who is potentially a danger to society, and that's all part of this defaming of his character, making him seem like a person who shouldn't be let out. And the first step is to, as a prerequisite actually, to coming out, is to get that decategorization, and hopefully have him moving to an open prison. Now, recently, the London part of the campaign had a meeting with the Minister of Prisons, Paul Boateng, and the London campaign included included ADF. And that meeting was with a view to try and to get some of these objectives fulfilled. So we've moved a bit closer to that. one of the outcomes of that meeting was the exposure of racism at that particular prison, Full Sutton in Yorkshire, which led to Mr. Boateng ordering an immediate inquiry. But that in itself then, you know, leads to repercussions, because that's the nature of the prison business. So it's this next year is like it's a question of Satpal hanging in there and, you know, just trying to get through it. You know, we're a lot closer than we were before.
I guess, like, getting the word out and making sure that everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah, maintaining that pressure, because it's obviously any even though this government wasn't in power when Satpal was incarcerated, no government wishes to preside over, you know, miscarriages of justice, and this one, as much as any other, will be looking to sweep it under the carpet. So you've got to keep the pressure on. That's why, you know, every opportunity we get, we're talking about him, and every opportunity we are playing that song, even though some people come up to us, you know, in the music business, why are you still singing that song, you know, isn't that a bit old hat? And we say, no, you know, this situation is continuing, and that's why you've got to maintain that pressure.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us today. Our listeners really appreciate it. We play ADF religiously on the show, so I'm sure it's good to hear the voices behind the music.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say before we end?
I'd just like to say, you know, one of the things that ADF set out to do was literally was to encourage other people to make music and to express what's going on in their locality, in their town, in their country, etc. We hope a lot of people will do that, rather than treat ADF as another rock band to be worshipped or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope people realize that we want them to make some noise.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, then.